Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. And yes, I know it's been a while since we've talked. Of course, the Eagles have won the Super Bowl in the meantime. And I admit, I've been celebrating quite a bit since then. Having a good time, very much enjoying the Eagles' road to history in the 2017 season. Culminating, of course, with a 41-33 victory over New England on February 4th in Super Bowl 52. Since that time, the Eagles have turned the page. They've been very active in free agency. They've had a lot of change on the roster. They've manipulated the salary cap absolutely beautifully. And as a result, with the 2018 NFL draft in sight, the Eagles have addressed key positions on this roster. So they really go into the draft without any major needs. Of course, the Eagles hold the 32nd pick in the April draft. They've got 6 draft picks in all. It would surprise no one if the Eagles moved out of the first round to collect more draft picks. But that is all for the weeks to come. What we're doing here on this Eagles Live podcast is getting you caught up with this football team. The Eagles went into free agency actually over the salary cap. Somehow they manipulated the numbers. They gave some different contract restructurings to players, reportedly, including Lane Johnson, Eagles right tackle, the Pro Bowl and All-Pro right tackle. The master of manipulation is Howie Roseman. Along with Jake Rosenberg, I had a chance to talk to Howie about the approach as the Eagles looked into the blueprint for 2018. What did they see? How close did they come? How did they get players signed and get this salary cap in order? We begin this Eagles Live podcast with a one-on-one with Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Howie Roseman. Howie, fascinating that you go into free agency reportedly $11 million over the salary cap, and then you're able to work things out and bring in all these players. How does it work? Behind the scenes, kind of, you know, fans really were kind of going in saying the Eagles aren't going to get anything done in free agency. How did you get all this stuff done?
Well, from our perspective, we want to make sure that, we're giving our team and our coaches an opportunity to win every year. You know, we don't want to sit here and have the what if, you know, what if we would have signed this player or that player that we thought gives us an opportunity to win. So really it starts with our owner giving us the flexibility to do this. And we also want to continue to have an opportunity to compete every year. So we don't want to put ourselves in a position where we mortgage the future for 1 year. So we're trying to balance those things. And every roster move in and of itself is a decision, and it's trying to balance the present and the future. And that's really what we did here this offseason.
So it's not risky business restructuring deals or pushing money down into the future? I mean, if that's what you did.
Yeah, I think that anything you do in the NFL is risky, and we're not going to be risk averse. We don't want to sit here and feel like we missed an opportunity, but at the same time, we're going to invest in players that we feel have an opportunity to be here long term. So if we do restructurings with people on our team, they're guys that we think are part of our core for a long period to come, and we don't take those things lightly.
Howie, how do you feel about what you've accomplished in these 2 weeks? And I know the job's not done yet.
You know, we added some good players, but by the same token, like, this is our time to continue adding good players. So we want to add layers upon layers of good players and good depth and guys who fit what our coaches are looking for on and off the field. And this is our time to do that. We don't have the opportunity during the season. As much as you like, this is player acquisition season. So, you know, there's no time to kind of sit down and think about it yet. We got a long way to go.
A guy like Michael Bennett, last question, comes onto the market. How does that happen when you are putting together a deal? And somebody with that resume, do you inquire about the player? Do you just find out that he's available? How does it, if you could take me into the back room here.
Right. I think when you're at a league meeting or you're at the combine, there's a lot of conversations that go on between people, and you're just talking about, hey, anything you're interested in, anything you're looking at. And, with that one, it was important that we did our homework on why a player who's that productive was available and making sure it was the right fit for us. And, you know, none of these are perfect until you can date, but until you get married and live with someone.
You win the line of scrimmage, right, in the NFL. You got to love what you see, offensive line, defensive line here.
That's always going to be the priority for us, is to make sure O-line, D-line, quarterback position is really strong. That's when Coach Peterson came, when Joe Douglas, our scouting staff, came, everyone's on the same page about how we're going to build it. And you don't want to turn strength into a weakness. And in this league, it's very easy to lose players, and all of a sudden, you lose the depth and you lose the strength. And we're going to keep piling those on to make sure that that's the strength of our football team.
Thanks, Howie.
Thanks, Dave.
Let's go through some of the changes that this team has had since winning the Super Bowl. Punter Donnie Jones retired from the NFL in late February, has since unretired and reportedly released by the Eagles, so he is free to play wherever he chooses. Certainly could come back to Philadelphia. The Eagles have just one punter on the roster, Cameron Johnston. We'll keep our eyes on that. The Eagles saying goodbye to some very key players from not only 2017, but many years before. Tight end Brent Celek, the longest tenured athlete in Philadelphia, released on March 13th. The Eagles also releasing Vinny Curry, defensive end. Curry later signing along with defensive tackle Bo Allen with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Eagles also losing cornerback Patrick Robinson, who signs in New Orleans. Running back LeGarrette Blount, who goes to Detroit. Safety Jalen Watkins with the Chargers. And linebacker Najee Good, now with the Indianapolis Colts. The Eagles also trading wide receiver Torrey Smith to Carolina for cornerback Darrell Worley, who we'll hear from in just a bit. A really active period for the Eagles, beginning with the re-signing of linebacker Nigel Bradham. As free agency opened, the Eagles took care of their main priority, and that was bringing back their strong side linebacker Bradham, who is thrilled to stay with Philadelphia in this Jim Schwartz defense. Here is linebacker Nigel Bradham. Nigel Bradham, welcome back. And I used to never left, so that's a good thing. How close were you, do you think, really, to leaving? Like, we all wondered. We all really wondered, were you going to come back? We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. How does it work? Are you in constant contact with your agent?
I'm in constant contact with my agent throughout the process, and he's going back and forth with Howie and other teams. And we're just trying to get the best situation worked out for everybody.
When you walked out after the Super Bowl that last day, you know, where the locker rooms cleaned out, what were your thoughts that day? I mean, hopefully you were optimistic about coming back here, because no way you wanted to leave.
No way I wanted to leave. That was the thing for me, like just keeping hope. Howie told me I was a top priority, so I just had to keep trusting him, man. He's the guy, he's the man of his word. And when he tells you something, he means it. So I took that into consideration and I just went with it. I had the GM telling me I was his top priority, and that's what it was for me. Me leaving, I didn't want to think about that at all. I just was like, man, I can't play for no other team. This is it for me. This is home. When you feel like it and you know it, and then turn around, everything worked out right on time.
Nigel, the defense really has come a long way. Now a third year for you in this defense with these players. What's next for you? What's next for this defense?
It's off the charts, man, honestly. The things we can do and be able to accomplish is unbelievable. We got another year of the same defense, but better, getting better, man. We all got a better understanding. We all got even more chemistry, can play off each other even more now. And it's gonna be exciting to see us this season. Our third season in this D, we're gonna be able to do a lot more versatile things with some players. We can move a lot of guys around. We know guys who've been played plenty of positions. So it's gonna be fun. You're gonna see some guys in different alignments, guys isolated certain ways, and being able to rush up front. I seen a stat the other day. I think they put out like our D-line right now for on career stats is like almost like 225 or something like that. So, I mean, when you think about the numbers of what they can do up front, and I mean, those are the reasons we don't have to blitz.
5-year deal, Nigel. From the business side, you don't have to worry about that anymore, right? Like, you can kind of relax, get your family all settled in, know that you're going to be a Philadelphia Eagle. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's everything. One thing about me, I felt like I fit this city. My style of play fits this city. So to me, this is home. The toughness, the physicalness, integrity, the competitiveness, everything about this city, I feel like it describes me. That was one of the main things. So there was no other place for me to call home.
How has the celebration been since winning the Super Bowl? Is it literally like everywhere you go, all your family, all your friends, hey, you're a Super Bowl champ, hey, you're Super Bowl. What's it like?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have parades in my hometown.
More parades for you?
Yes. I had a parade in my hometown. So it's been amazing, man. And my hometown is also supposed to give me a key to the city. It's been like nonstop, constant appearances, autograph signings, some of everything, man. And it's been a busy offseason, but, you know, it's back to work.
Nigel, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
The Eagles also making a major trade, acquiring 3-time Pro Bowl defensive end Michael Bennett and a 7th-round draft pick in the 2018 draft from the Seattle Seahawks in exchange for a 5th-round pick this year. And wide receiver Marcus Johnson had a chance to go one-on-one with Bennett to see how he felt he'd fit in this very aggressive attacking defense. Michael Bennett, for Eagles fans who aren't maybe familiar with what you're like on the field, what can they expect this season?
They can expect a tenacious guy, a relentless guy, and a guy who's going to play through every single thing, every single play, give the team and the city everything I got every single play. So I look forward to being out there and being a hungry player. Also, they can look for have fun because I'm always going to talk trash to the other team. And so I know Philly loves to talk trash, so I think I fit in great there.
Does defense still win championships in this league?
Defense have always won championships. Any great team, any great time you go, you got to look at the defense, and they always do great, and you got to be able to play great defense.
What does this scheme, as you think about it, as you study it, what does it mean to you? What does it mean for your game?
I think it means a lot. I mean, you look at all the great players that played in a similar defense, whether it's Jason Babin, Albert Hainsworth, guys who played in those wide nines, and Cliff Averill, and Vanden Bosch, those guys, and Sue, those guys to be able to just rush when it came. I think it's a great opportunity, and you get a chance to really build up your numbers, too, when it comes to that.
Are you a football historian? I mean, are you like a really deep fan of the game?
Yeah, I've always loved football. I always love the mindset of the game, whether it was you listen to Barry Switzer when it comes to talking about the approach to the game. It's just so many great players and great people who have played this game that I just always looked up to when it came to football.
As you close your eyes and think about this defense and this defensive line, what do you see?
I just think about greatness. I think about a whole bunch of guys just really want to go out there and continuously put the name and the city on their back. And I look at to my left, look to my right, look behind me. I just see greatness all the time. So I look forward to this.
Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. Eagles staying on the defensive side of the ball early in free agency, bringing Darryl Worley back to Philadelphia. A Penn Charter graduate, played his college football at West Virginia, comes back to his roots after a couple of seasons with the Panthers, and Worley looking to make an impact in a very talented and a very young defensive backfield. Here we go, one-on-one with new Eagle cornerback Darryl Worley. Darryl Worley, welcome home. I know you've been asked this a million times, but what's it been like for you?
It was pretty hectic at first. I mean, things were going a little crazy, especially when it came to social media, but things were beginning to calm down. I've been able to soak it all in, so I'm having a good time now.
Eagles fan growing up?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so is this a dream come true for you to come back to Philly and play for the Eagles?
Yes, I was actually a bunch of conversations I had was what was the better feeling? Was it being drafted or coming home to Philly? And honestly, Philly is feeling a little bit better.
How do you find out about the trade? I mean, did it come out of the blue for you?
Yes, it did, actually. I was actually on vacation, and my phone actually wasn't getting service, so apparently the news had came out, and then my phone just lit up as soon as the service came back in. I was like, wow, it hit me shockingly.
So it's not a matter of the team calling you saying, we just traded you. Can't do that, I guess, right?
Not at all.
That's a crazy way to find out. What was the reaction?
I was shocked, honestly. For a second, I just sat there, and I really didn't know what to say or who to call first. So, I got on the phone, talked to my dad about it. I mean, he was ecstatic.
Well, welcome to Philadelphia again. I know you played at Penn Charter. Tell me about your experiences as a kid playing in Philly.
It's a great city. I mean, the fans here, I mean, sport everywhere is just awesome. So being able to play in Philly growing up, I mean, you get the tough, the bad, the good, the ugly. So, I mean, it's great. It's going to be great coming back home, being able to play in front of the fans again.
Let's talk about you and fitting into this defense. I know that's very, very early. You're not allowed to talk to coaches about schemes and all that stuff. But what do you know about Jim Schwartz's defense?
I know it's amazing. I mean, they did everything that they needed to do with the guys that they had. I mean, they never let injuries prevail over anything that they had set up. And, I mean, they accomplished a lot of their goals.
How about for you? How were the couple of years in Carolina?
Oh, I mean, it was great. Having the opportunity to come and join those guys and be able to play at such a young age, it was amazing.
And a really good football team down there that went through a lot of ups and downs. You get to learn the business of the game very quickly. This is no longer college. This is a business.
Yes, it's definitely a business. And that's where you can't always take things personal. I mean, in the locker room, there's going to be a lot of great guys. You make a lot of great connections with the coaches and stuff. But coming out of it, you know that it's business. And for it to happen to me this early in my career, I'm happy about it.
Darryl, there's obviously with the Eagles, Patrick Robinson has moved on in free agency after playing so well in the slot. Do you have a sense of playing outside, playing inside?
No, not exactly. I'm just ready to come in and be able to fit the scheme in any way possible. I mean, wherever my teammates and my coaches need me, I'm here to fit and make as many plays as possible.
What is the difference between playing outside and inside?
You got a lot more craftier guys that are in the slot compared to you might have a bigger body, a guy like Alshon or someone like that on the outside where you'll have to compete for higher throwing balls compared to nifty quick throws in the slot.
So, favorite Eagles growing up?
My favorite Eagle, I had to say T.O.
Okay. 2004, you were old enough to understand those very good seasons. What was it like being a native Philadelphian, playing for the Carolina Panthers, seeing the Eagles win the Super Bowl, and understanding all of your family and friends and the way this town erupted in celebration?
Just seeing the celebration, I mean, the parade, it was amazing. Just coming out of it, when I was watching it at home in Carolina, I was ecstatic still, just watching it. I couldn't believe that the city was being blessed in such a way. And I mean, to now be able to come back and join, it's awesome.
Have you driven down I-95 up and back and going, whoa, I'm now a Philadelphia Eagle. This is really cool.
Actually, the first time when I got off my first flight back home, I didn't even realize I was looking at the stadium and I wasn't even saying anything. I just was looking at it.
Hey, man, you're all growing up and here you are. Yes, home with Philadelphia. How will the rest of the offseason play out for you? All of your training will be in Philly?
For the most part, I'll go out to California and I'll work with my position coach that got me ready for the NFL. And then once I come back, I'll 100% be here.
Fantastic. Darrell Worley, welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for joining us.
On that very same day, the first day of free agency, the Eagles agreeing to terms on a one-year contract with linebacker Corey Nelson, late of the Denver Broncos. Nelson talking to the media, describing himself, his strengths as a speed linebacker and somebody who can make a difference on special teams. Corey Nelson, for the Eagles fans who don't know much about you, what do they need to know?
Oh, man, there's a lot of things. I love poetry. You know, that's one thing they can expect. I love to eat. You know, I love food. I'm a foodie. I love kids. You know, I love my daughter. I love my children. I love football, man. I love football. I love sports in general. I love watching sports. And yeah.
You are kind of billed as this undersized guy, but I'm standing next to you and you do not look undersized. You've really built your body up. When you came into the NFL, how much did you weigh?
Oh, I was like 225.
Which is what you're listed at. And then you said 236.
Yeah.
Has that been good for you to put that weight on, put that muscle on?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah, it's been phenomenal. I just remember talking to linebacker coaches and, you know, them talking about, you know, get your upper body bigger. You know, you want to get your upper body stronger so you can protect yourself from blockers. And I now finally understand, you know, what they mean by that. So it definitely is important, and I'm glad I was able to put on the extra muscle.
Why do you think the Eagles is the right choice for you, Corey?
You know, I just feel like it's the perfect opportunity for me. You know, I just feel like the atmosphere here, the players here, the scheme that they have, it fits perfectly with who I am, the type of player that I am, and where I want to take my career to.
The biceps injury, no problem, no expectation of any lingering problems with that?
No lingering problems whatsoever. Yeah, I'm all good. I've been working out, been lifting, been running, been doing everything you could think of to prepare myself for this upcoming OTAs.
It's exciting to be here in this building with the Lombardi Trophy here. You went through it in Denver. How hard is it to bounce back after a Super Bowl season? You experienced it.
Yeah, it's very difficult. You know, it's very hard. One thing that I did learn is, you know, you got to learn to put the moment behind you. You can't savor it too much because the season's right around the corner, you know. I learned that when we won, the next season, we just rolled right into it without even fully calming ourselves down. You know, okay, we won the Super Bowl. Now let's put that behind us. You know, it's time to win another one. It's time to let those feelings go, and it's time to work hard to get another one. So I learned that, you know, not to be able to savor the moment too long.
Corey, who do you know in the locker room?
I know Jordan Hicks. Played high school ball with Jordan Hicks. We both were All-Americans in the All-American game. We played on the exact same team during that year, and we got to know each other very well. I also know Lane Johnson. I've been knowing Lane. I knew him for 3 years for the time that we played at the University of Oklahoma. So that's my guy. We always talked in the locker room then. I'm sure we're going to talk in the locker room now.
Did you and Jordan talk about playing in the NFL someday?
Nah, man. It never crossed our mind. You know, we were just two young kids out there just balling, having the time of our life off of raw talent. We never thought, you know, we would make it this far and be professional football players.
So cool that you have a chance to play next to Jordan and still have the time of your lives in the NFL.
It is, man. It's definitely a blessing. It's definitely awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I'm looking forward to it. He's a great guy, you know, both on and off the field. Yeah, I'm excited, man.
Corey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Welcome to Philly.
Thank you, sir.
To continue beefing up the defensive line, the Eagles signing veteran Helote Nata, who played with Baltimore, made 5 Pro Bowls there, won the Super Bowl with the Ravens, played 2017 in Detroit, a season shortened by an injury, but Nata coming to Philadelphia feeling he's got plenty left in his tank.
Helote, for the Eagles fans who aren't as familiar with your recent work on the field, what can they expect from you when you're in this defense?
A big guy that can attack, collapse the pocket, and stop the run.
How exciting is it to have Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox and Tim Jernigan and Michael Bennett and all these players, the young guy, Derek Barnett, everybody here?
I'm way excited. It's what kind of brought me out here, just naming all those guys, you know, Chris Long and, you know, BG. So it's just, I'm way excited and excited to be a part of this, and hopefully we can just repeat it.
You believe defense wins championships in
the NFL?
Definitely do. I'm a defensive guy, and being in Baltimore here, I just feel like it's defense definitely wins championship.
What was free agency like for you?
It was a little, you know, back and forth with, you know, some teams, but once the Eagles came calling, it was pretty easy to pick and then kind of go with it.
The Eagles have this championship here. You've been through it. You know what it's like to bounce back, how difficult it is. What are the challenges ahead for this football team after winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just, you know, not thinking about, reminiscing about the last year. I think a lot of guys just, you know, it's a new year, you got to get back to work and get after it, and, you know, just treat it like it's another year and that you probably didn't make it to playoffs. So you got to treat it like you got to try to get into the playoffs again. You know, in Baltimore, after we won the Super Bowl, we didn't get back to the playoffs. And so, and I think that was kind of our problem, was that we, a lot of us were reminiscing about last year and what we did, and we just didn't get that spark back.
You were on IR for much of last season. How difficult was that for you?
You know, that was very difficult. My first time ever being on IR, but, you know, getting to spend time with your family, it's awesome, and I loved it. But I'm a football player, and I miss that too.
Finally, in this scheme, how do you think you're going to fit in?
Fit in where I can, you know, whatever they need me to be, whatever they need me to do, I'll do, and just get this rotation in and make it as many plays as I can.
Lodi, thank you and welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm safety Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's intercepted by Jenkins.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spinero.
Malcolm Jenkins takes it in for a touchdown, and the Eagles take the lead.
Well, what a play. What a play.
Later in free agency, it was time for the Eagles to address the offensive side of the ball, and they did that with wide receiver Mike Wallace, one of the fastest wide receivers in the game. He's averaged 15 yards per reception in his 10-year NFL career, played in Baltimore the last couple of seasons, did a good job with the Ravens, and he's expected to add the deep threat, the vertical threat in the passing game, something that Smith did last year. Wallace might be faster, might be more aggressive, and certainly has been more explosive on a consistent basis in his career. Wallace, full of personality and enthusiasm, excited to join the Eagles. Mike Wallace, welcome to Philadelphia. What is it like to change teams? What kind of emotions do you go through?
Honestly, for me, it's just about moving to a different city. You know, the culture and the locker room is the biggest thing. Just being on a team with some guys, some good guys. That's just the biggest thing, because that's the most people you're going to be around is your teammates. So as long as I have some good, hardworking teammates, it'll be fine.
How do you kind of work your way into a locker room? You stay quiet for a while? Do you try to be yourself?
Honestly, I've been on 5 teams now. So going in, you kind of want to be quiet, but that's just kind of not my personality. So maybe for like the first couple hours, but once the guys start getting riled up, I probably get right in with them.
What is your personality on the field and off the field?
I'm live.
Yeah,
all the time.
That's on, what I hear.
Don't matter, we turned up all the time, so that's just how I am. But I'm pretty chill, honestly. I'm like the chill, but when I get hype, I get hype. There's no turning me off at that time.
Is your personality, do you think, a reason, and that competitiveness, a reason why you've made it and had such a long, great career?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, I wasn't a top pick in the draft, so, you know, I was already fighting against the odds, and just had the determination and knew what I wanted to do for my family, so, and get them in a much better situation. So honestly, I think that was my main drive. And, you know, like you said, the competitiveness. I played with some great players throughout my career. So in order to keep afloat, I had to work hard and be real competitive.
Why Philadelphia?
Why not?
It's a good day. Listen, why? I agree with you. The team's got it all.
Yeah, they loaded, man. They have a loaded team. You know, at this point in my career, you know, I made a lot of money. So that wasn't the most important thing to me. I wanted to give myself a good chance of competing for a championship, man. I like what they have going on here. So they had a role they need to be filled, and hopefully I can do that.
And I know you're not just making that lineup because you're here now. I read that from the end of the season when you said the exact same thing, that I'm not going to work for pennies, but I want to be in a really great situation where I have a chance to win.
Yes, man. You know, you're going to go out, and I know what I do. I know I'm going to make plays. That's what I do. So you definitely don't want to go out for free. But at the same time, I took like $3-4 million less so I could come here.
Is that right?
Yeah, I wanted a chance to win, so it is what it is.
Mike, what kind of receiver are the Eagles getting?
Competitor, hardworking guy, energetic guy. He's going to drop some bombs.
Let's have some fun.
Let's do it.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
The final free agent addition, linebacker Paul Warlow. Born in North Wilmington, Concord High School, University of Delaware, All-American there. Played in Atlanta as a starter in the middle of that Falcons defense. Left Atlanta, played for one season in Detroit. And now Paul Warlow comes back to Philadelphia, his hometown, excited to play at Lincoln Financial Field, the site of many dreams as he drove by as a child.
Paul, if you could just kind of explain to fans, what is it like to be a free agent, and kind of how would you compare that to choosing a college?
It's kind of similar. If you have a bunch of teams that want you to come play, I mean, you're going to find the place you want to play. I mean, with all things equal, you know, it's different as an adult. Financially, you got a family that depends on you as well. But, I mean, there's certain things that play into it. I mean, for me, being close to home is a big deal for me at this point in my life.
How would you describe your journey in the NFL? 6 seasons, not drafted. You've had a heck of a career so far.
Yeah, it's been a grind. You know, I mean, it's been awesome. Every year is something new. You know, there's new roles, new teammates, new cities. So just kind of take it all in and you just keep the pedal down.
What's been the key to your success?
I mean, just always trying to improve to get better. Just every day. You know, I don't take a lot of time off. You know, I just always being ready. You know, you never know when your number's going to be called.
I mean this in a good way, but you're a football junkie, aren't you?
Yeah, I love ball. I mean, whether I'm playing it now or, you know, when my career's done, it's going to be the same. I got a passion for football.
You went into Detroit last year, had to learn your place in the locker room. What is that experience like, and kind of how do you do it? How do you walk in and just fit in?
Well, I think the most important thing is just being yourself. You know, you don't try to be anything you're not. You know, more times than not, I mean, good teams got good people. So, you know, I'm sure that's the situation here, and I'm excited just to meet all the guys here.
Any sense of your role in the defense?
Nah, nothing yet. I mean, having only been here a day, you know, all that'll sort of
They don't explain out. It to you, in other words.
Yeah, that'll all sort of self out. Just the big thing is just, I'm sure they're concerned about learning the defense and learning all the positions and, you know, the communications, ins and outs of the playbook.
You were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago with the Falcons. You saw the Eagles win the Super Bowl this past season. How does a team win it? What is the key, do you think, for a team to get to that level?
You got to be able to finish. I mean, that's everything. Finish games, finish quarters, finish halves. Just have that mentality and having that about your team identity. You can close out when you need to. And you saw the Eagles do it when they had to do it in the Super Bowl.
What will the commute be like for you from home to work every day?
Oh, 20 minutes? Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Have you been to the stadium as a Philadelphia Eagle, or are we still waiting for that first trip there to Lincoln Financial Field as a member of this team?
No, not yet. So
that's going to be a wild experience.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Yeah, I can't wait.
Paul, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Eagles also making some changes on the coaching staff. Mike Groh, now the offensive coordinator, now that Frank Reich has moved on to become the head coach in Indianapolis. And the quarterback's coach is Press Taylor, who's worked with the Eagles since the Chip Kelly days. Deuce Staley, now the assistant head coach, running backs coach. Jeff Stoutland, promoted to offensive line coach, run game coordinator. Gunter Brewer, a wide receiver coach. Carson Walsh, assistant wide receiver coach. Trent Miles, now offensive quality control, running backs. And Spencer Phillips, offensive quality control quarterbacks for Doug Peterson's coaching staff. So a lot has gone on for the Eagles as they get ready for the 2018 draft to put some of the finishing touches on this roster that is very competitive and certainly should be at the top of the NFC in 2018. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining me on this Eagles Live podcast. We're getting back into the swing of things. We'll have our pre-draft Eagles Live podcast for you. And then, of course, we'll have complete coverage of the Eagles from the NovaCare Complex as we go inside the moves as Philadelphia looks to repeat in 2018. Many thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. Thanks to you for joining us. And we're back. The defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles looking for more in 2018. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day and fly, Eagles, fly.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E.